A lot of stuff coming up here in the next 30 minutes on the Joe and Alex Show. Hopefully you don't have to go anywhere. If you do, you can take us with you on the podcast, of course, to search for the Joe and Alex Show and the Radio Now app. We can go with you and you can stream online too. The links and everything, joeandalexshow.com. Last night, I went to couples therapy with my wife, Lindsay. We've been together for 7 years. We've been engaged for about, well, I don't know. We were engaged for like 4. We've been married for 3. I'm messing that up. My point is, we have been together for a while, so long that I'm getting confused by it. And we have good times and we have bad times like anybody else. And you hear most of the bad stuff on the radio. Well, we went to therapy last night just because we've both been kind of agitated and fighting. And it's just like, not all the time is bad, but sometimes it is bad. And it's like, I don't want to live this way anymore. You know, we need to get help. We need to talk to somebody because obviously we are not properly communicating and speaking and listening to each other. And it's not working, whatever the hell we're doing now.
And the number one most common things that you fight about are what? As a refresher.
I would say pretty common for everybody. Finances sometimes.
Okay.
Which is funny because, like, I thank God the first time in my life that I've never really had to worry about money. I worry about it all the time because I have anxiety, but we're actually able to each month pay our bills on time.
Humble brag.
Yeah, I know. Well, working in radio, it can be. I mean, trust me. I mean, I remember just like you and Porkchop working 2 or 3 jobs. I remember having to do that just to get by in radio. So I'm blessed for that. So Alex, the one thing would be finances. It would be like clutter and dirty. Like Lindsay would freak out if like there's dog hair on the stairs. Like this, it's messy and that's gross. We all agreed. But I'm like,
okay, so chores you fight over.
Yeah.
Who's doing what?
Chores, it comes down to who's actually contributing more to the household, like helping out in general with the chores.
Any other big topics?
I mean, we talk about kids occasionally. We haven't brought this up yet on there, but like who wants kids and when they want them or if they do or not.
Timelines.
Yeah, and I mean, the list goes on and on.
And so what was discussed last night?
Last night was just kind of an informal thing, really getting to know each other. It was a big deal for Lindsay because she's never been to therapy before.
Oh.
And she was freaked out. Like she almost didn't go in.
Wow,
oh,
really?
Yes, and she's just like, what if we go in here? Because it was like perfect timing. We've actually been doing really well the past week or two, like getting along. Things have been really good in our relationship. So it's like, let's go in here and talk about all the stuff we hate about each other.
Hash
you know?
Up everything exactly. And all of our resentments.
Let me peel off the bandage. So she's like, what if we go in here and we end up finding out we don't like each other anymore? Like that we don't want to be together.
So what I'm types like, of questions was the therapist asking you guys?
Our therapist was just trying to really make sure for this initial thing, having us like, well, what does Joe do that bothers you? Or what does Lindsay do that bothers you?
And what'd she say about you?
Well, hold on, I'll get to that. But then she's like, okay, now repeat that back to me, Joe. What did Lindsay say?
Oh.
Apparently, I don't listen to my wife.
Shocker.
Like I hear what I want to hear, apparently.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting hearing... What?
I think that's most men.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just a Joe thing. I think it's men in general.
Or
every single guy I've ever dated has the same problem. But I'll literally say, this is why I'm upset. This is the underlying issue. And all they'll hear is the very, very surface level thing. I'm like, that's not why I'm actually mad. And I will say that and they still don't get
it. That's women though in general. You're like onions, all your layers of secrecy. What?
So you
no,
guys
I
had
mean,
to...
I do think that's right. That's the same with my boyfriend.
Yeah. So you had to repeat back what you had heard. What did you hear?
I did. Here's embarrassing. Like, I really, I thought I was paying attention to her. I blanked. She's like, well, what do you think? I'm like, can you say it again?
Did she talk for a long time? Like,
no.
Was it a lot to remember?
No. And my therapist and my wife look at me like, are you kidding me? And then I get to see my therapist like thinking like, well, no wonder she's so dang pissed off at this guy. he's a dummy. Doesn't listen to anything she says.
Okay, so you figured that out. What else did you learn? What else does Lindsay have as a gripe?
This is so personal. I'm sorry, babe.
Well, I mean, don't say it if she doesn't want
you
to share
it. No. I'm just saying it's like, I just want to throw this out there. We share everything on the air, almost everything. I'm trying to think of But that being said, it's easy for me to do that. But like, I feel bad for her coworkers. If you're listening right now, as you're driving into work or at the podcast, like they're all gonna look at her like, "Ooh, you know." It's just like hearing your personal details.
Right.
Normally, it doesn't get shared. That being said, I think this is common and everybody has it.
Okay.
The one thing is that Lindsay sometimes feels, in general, not just with my job, but that I think I'm more important than her.
Uh-huh. So what did the therapist say for advice on how to deal with that? If one person in the relationship feels like the other person puts themselves first a lot.
Well, she's like, well, I am a big fan of the Joe and Alex show, so that is more important. No. It's tough because there's not a clear-cut answer there. I need to listen to her. And I guess apparently this is everything in my life and seems to evolve around my work. Like, I care so much about it. And, like, she's saying, well, you're not listening to your wife because I'm taking as only, like, my wife feels like I put my job ahead of her, but that's not, she's just saying in general, like, you know, what does Joe want to do? Like, what do I want to watch on TV compared to what she wants to watch? I act like that's more important, or where do I want to go for dinner? It's like, well, I think it's more important, like, that I go where I want to go than where she wants to go. And I never realized
that.
I guess I didn't. I know some things I put a priority on, but I guess I didn't realize how much I'm doing that.
And so what was your initial reaction to hearing that? Did you feel defensive, or did you feel like, wow, like
hella
it was
defensive.
Just like a light bulb?
Hella defensive. I was like, I was like sitting there quiet and I just acting like it wasn't, but inside I was like, that's not true. What are you saying? Oh my God, these are lies.
Well, so you were meant some truths?
Yeah,
were you mentally? They were totally true. They were all true.
Were you mentally coming up with like examples of how you don't put yourself first?
Oh my God, I was trying to. I didn't have a lot of them. But I mean, yes, instantly, Alex, I wanted to defend myself and just to sit back and not say anything. And to, like, let her say it.
Right.
Did Lindsay get to say nice things about you?
Yes.
Did the therapist have her do that?
There was some. Well, we kind of went over, and we went over everything. And we're going to get more. I look forward to not sharing every week therapy. We're going to go once a week. But I do look forward to sharing breakthroughs when we have them and different things. But, yeah, it was just interesting that words of affirmation, for example, as far as a love language, I learned a lot, too. And Lindsay, I think Lindsay learned. I was like, as a man, just in general, we feel that we want to provide for our significant other, and like you can really cut us down. Like you could punch me in the face and that wouldn't hurt as much if you like insult my manhood as far as me not being a good provider for you or not being a good husband or taking care of the family. It's not saying it's the right standard, but that's just genetically or how we're raised. Like men take care of women. And I have that in my head. So anytime I feel like Lindsay's questioning my job or anything that I feel provides for us, or just me in general, I feel like I'm a failure as a husband and as a man. And she doesn't all do it all the time, but it goes to show that for me, words of affirmation mean so much. Hers is quality time that she doesn't necessarily have to always build me up and like, good job, honey. But she can hurt me even more, actually, with giving me negative words.
So was she defensive when you were saying the stuff, or was she more receptive to it?
She was very receptive, which sucked because I was hoping she'd like be a little brat about it. But she was like, yeah, you're right.
So you leave therapy, and what do you guys say to each other when you get in the car?
Divorce. No, we said, what do you want for dinner? But we did walk away from it with one thing we're going to try, and I'm so excited. It's like, what's one thing that you can do? We both had a physical thing and not an emotional thing. We need to have more emotional things that we can do to try to be some more supportive of each other. But Lindsay said, hey, this week I'm going to try to clean up all my clothing in the bedroom because that drives me nuts and gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Because it's just piles of clothing. Nothing like messy. It's just pile. And
no,
I want it clean, like a nice clean room. And for Lindsay, I have to start going on adventures.
Oh!
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go.
So what's the first adventure?
I don't know.
Do you plan it?
No, yes.
I have a good idea.
Oh, please tell me. Any you can do.
I think when it gets like nicer out this week, like a little bit warmer, I think you should take her on a picnic for dinner at like a park and pack like a little picnic. And when you get home early, get things, get a basket, cook things, and... What do you guys think?
Because Joe looks miserable already. He doesn't want to do anything.
That option of getting divorced, I think one seems a lot easier.
You could take your dogs with you.
No, I love my dogs, but they're crazy.
Okay.
Well, when I was like in third grade, I called myself Adventure Girl, and I would just go into creeks, like empty creek beds, like dried out creek beds, and I would crawl in and out of those like giant like culverts or whatever. So you could just take her to one of those like sewage holes.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go into a sewer with my wife. Hey, we're adventure man and woman. Okay.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.